broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia. It's time for KidBiz Radio.
KidBiz Radio creates conversations about the power of entrepreneurship and the positive impact that journey can have on kids.
For more information, go to KidBizExpo.com. Now, here's your hosts.
And welcome to KidBiz Expo 2023 here on the green in Woodstock, Georgia. And we have the sisters for Swag Sisters Shop. We have Samira Kone and Ayana Dorleans. Thank you for coming to the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
How old are you both? How old are you?
11.
You're 11, and that is Samira, 11. And Ayana, how old are you?
8.
So, wow, you guys are pretty young to have your own businesses.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, so why don't you tell me what you do with Swag Sisters Shop?
So, me and Lisa, we both make bracelets, and I mainly makes, like, the bead bracelet, and she makes the rubber bands.
Got you.
And, well, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this bracelet right now, and what's cool about it is, like she was saying, it's not the traditional just fishtail look, and it's got some sparkle to it as well. This is a purple and white and like a light purple on the side.
Lavender.
Lavender. Gosh. Yes, that's right. Lavender. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Sure. So you make some of the beaded ones as well.
Yes.
If someone were listening, how would you describe the beads and where they are on the bracelet?
So they are clay bead bracelets.
Okay.
Yes. It's kind of like plastic, like.
And they're different colors? Are they different
colors? Yes. I usually sometimes make rainbow colors. Like, well, I make sets.
You make sets. Do you feel?
Two.
Oh, okay. I got you. Do you have to make bracelets every day to keep up with things?
Not really. Well, our mom makes us do bracelets, but not every day.
Oh, well, I imagine you need a break sometimes being a small business owner. Plus you have school, plus you have other things that you're involved in, not just being a small business owner, right?
Yes.
So, Ayana, is it hard for you to keep up with all of the different things that you have to do and be a small business owner?
Well, yeah, but it's summer, so we don't have to do school right now.
So you can focus on your business a little bit.
Yes.
What's your favorite part, both of you? Samira, tell me first. What's your favorite part about being a small business owner?
That technically, since you're young, people will say, oh, she's so cute. That's a bracelet from us. And it's actually pretty fun. Well, you do have schoolwork. Like, her and I, we have, like, and Lisa, too, we have to do summer work. And that's not fun.
No, none of it's fun. When you want to just do things that you really enjoy, especially during the summer, it's very hard to do stuff you don't. Ayana, are you having a good time balancing out the stuff that you have to do, like being able to make bracelets, being able to do some schoolwork during the summer? Like, is that what it's like to be a business owner for you?
Yeah, kind of, but I don't make all of the bracelets.
Oh, that's good.
No, she's helping us, but she's not a part of the business.
Oh, I got you. So you're helping these days. Oh, and you're doing cashiering, is that right?
Yes.
You're helping with the money part. That's a big responsibility, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big responsibility.
Yeah, and this is your first KidBiz Expo?
Yes.
How have you liked it so far?
I like it a lot, except for when you have to wake up early.
Oh, I know. Who likes to get out of bed during the summer?
Nobody.
Nobody. But look, you're here, and you get to be meeting some business owners, too. And you get to be part of something kind of big, like that's in the community.
Yes.
So where would you like to see your business go? Do you want to see it get bigger and bigger? Or are you happy to have your TikToks and kind of let it be like this right now?
I think bigger and bigger. But the thing about it is that we might get like a lot of orders and
then you have to work.
Uh-huh.
Have you learned a lot about money since you've started your business?
My mom taught me, but
yes.
Not really a lot, but she did talk to me about money. We don't really shop. She does.
Well, that's great because, like, when you're talking about a lot of money, it's nice when someone knows what they're doing and you don't have to learn the hard way. Mm-hmm. Are there any other businesses that you've seen today that you're excited to kind of go visit their booth?
I do. First of all, freeze-dried candy.
Oh, I've not seen that one. That's freeze-dried candy?
Yeah, right there.
What? No way.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to go visit, aren't we?
Yes.
Thank you for coming by and sharing your story, and I can't wait to follow you guys on TikTok and see where you go.
Wait, is this the actual radio?
Well, it is the radio. Yes, and so what's going to happen is we're going to take this back to the studio, and we're going to cut it up into little pieces, and then we can have it on our website so that you can listen to it.
Thank you.
Is that cool?
Yes.
Cool.
Well, you guys are cool. So thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Here comes some music. Stand by.
Okay.